You're listening to 90 Day Soulmate with the Relationship Engineers, Jim Golnick and Lisette Guevara, only on LA Talk Radio.
It was late when Kathy finally arrived home that Sunday, dragging her suitcase behind her. She looked disheveled, frazzled. Outside, a light drizzle was falling, and her wet, tasseled hair and bare face gave her a look Vincent had never seen before. For the first time since he had met her, she looked unsure of herself, out of control. Kathy walked over to Vincent and took his hand. Their lips came closer. Their hands caressed each other with a longing ferocity like never before. The kitchen became the eye of a hurricane as heightened emotions spun around them, drawing them closer together in locked unison. They came together in a whirlwind of emotion that intensified with every touch and every stroke, leading them to have the most intense sex in the year and a half they had known each other, understanding that it would be their last.
Hello.
Welcome. Welcome to our show, Love Works, with... Actually, it's not Love Works. It used to be Love Works. Love still works, but it's 90 Day Soulmate. Love Works with Lisette.
And Jim.
And we're here to bring all sorts of information on relationships, interpersonal skills, just fun talk from an engineering point of view. Relationships from an engineering point of view. How can that be fun?
What is the topic today?
Oh, today's topic makes me nervous, of course, because I'm sorry, but we need to break up.
Really?
Yeah, we need to break up.
And what happened after the breakup?
Well, you know why. You got to ask me why.
We can have the last
breakup sex. Yeah. Ooh. So today we're talking about breakup sex. Is it the best sex ever?
Who knows?
Is it the worst sex ever?
It is the last one.
It's the last one. Or is it the last one? So we're going to talk a little bit about when it happens, maybe why it happens, and is it good or bad? And is it the best sex ever? So, but Lisette was telling me about a story a little bit earlier today about a couple. And what, you want to go on with that story? Do you want to start with that story? What story do you want to start with?
Maybe your story.
Oh, my history. My history. Mm-hmm. Well, in this fictitious book without any reality in it, based upon our lives, okay, it's actually a pretty true story, While Victoria Dreams, there is a character in this book called Vincent, and he is married to a woman by the name of?
Kathy.
And what happens is Vincent finds out something about Kathy while she's away on a trip. And it leads to that she is, leads to? Not leads to, it is she turns out to be having another relationship external to the marriage, if you can imagine that.
I can't believe that. Oh. A woman never do that.
Never.
Never.
And men never either.
Mm-hmm. But it's then, some history for the book.
First, the book. It's the book. But in any case, so when the two get to back together after Vincent finds out about what happens with Kathy, a little scene takes place, which I will not go into describing right now, but it is described in relative intimate detail in the book. And the interesting thing is the passion involved in that last encounter of two people that at one time were husband and wife and fairly committed to each other, at least enough to get married and determine that they were going to settle down. And how does that end? And how does that culminate in a breakup? And then how does that end up in breakup sex? So,
yes, today we try to discover why the people have this feeling in the moment they break up. So is try to see is the best moment to say goodbye, or is the moment that you feel released and say, okay, we have a freedom to do anything because we don't have expectation after that.
No responsibility, right?
No commitment.
No commitment.
We break up.
Yeah. Is it almost like a one-night stand in a way? The last night stand.
So maybe it's the best with the worst?
All I can tell you is that from the Vincent Cathy point of view, and I will say from maybe one of their point of view, it was a very passionate encounter, which was unlike previous encounters up till that point in time.
Yeah, no, so the history was my friend.
Mm-hmm.
She was to go to the wedding, so her marry, and then almost 1 hour before the celebration, the boyfriend called her and say, "I don't want to marry with you."
So he had cold feet.
What does it mean?
Cold feet in at least in the United States. I'm not sure if other countries have the same thing. Cold feet means the guy typically, well, could be guy or gal. Their feet are cold. That means they don't want to go on and move towards marriage. So they're hesitant. They're hesitant about the wedding. They don't want to go to the church or the civil, what are those, the town hall.
Mm-hmm. And then she called me, so cry and say, pick me up because I am destroyed. So in the moment that I went to the place, mm-hmm. the apartment, I knocked the door several times, nobody opened, and finally she showed up with a towel. Yeah, and she said, I have sex with my boyfriend. I said, okay.
A boyfriend or the same guy?
The same guy that she wanna be married.
So cold feet but hot body.
Yeah.
something like that.
So for me, this is something that I try to say, what happened?
I can't commit to you in marriage, but I can have sex.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, that potentially happens to lots of people. They get along very well. They have a good relationship. They have a good sexual relationship. But then that commitment becomes a scary thing. Okay, so now if someone's made a commitment and they're married, then why does that lead to potentially a passionate end when it's over?
I guess it's different scenario. In this moment, I guess we're talking about sometimes the man is difficult to communicate the feeling. So maybe the only way they know is try to connect, physical connection. And they say, oh, but not say anything. And the next, you know what happened.
So in this case, potentially consoling, like I'm really, really sorry, consoling, and not having the right words. So using a physical means of doing that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've read a little bit about it. But what we're doing in this show, which we've decided, is we're going to bring up a topic, kind of discuss around it a little bit. Then, after the first few minutes, or 15 minutes, whatever it is, when we get done with some stories and some fun, we're going to actually do a little bit of research and then come back in the next 15 minutes and reveal it. We've done a little reading, but we don't want to reveal any of that yet. The interesting thing will be is we want to be as surprised at what we find as our audience. We want to actually experience the learning process with our audience. That's one of the things engineers want to do, that in our investigation, and we're calling it investigation, crime scene, CSI, investigation. That
For what happened. Breakout sex.
Yeah. That we want to discover it and share that as we discovered with our audience. So that's what we're doing here on 90 Day Soulmate, Love Works, with
Lisette
and Jim. And we were on the air on LA Talk Radio about 10 years ago after we had this, and I'm going to try to sneak this in right now, a book called 90 Day Soulmate. That's the Story of Love, which was much of a scientific research book of a process of finding your soulmate or building a better relationship in 90 days. It's the process Lizette used to find me. And 10 years ago, 11 years ago, when we first wrote this book, people would ask us, how long have you been together? And we're like, oh, 3 months.
A year.
Yeah. You guys are experts.
We have more evidence now.
Now, 10 years later, we're going, okay, you know, we've got a little more evidence, a little bit more experience, a little bit more study.
More love.
more success together, supporting each other. And we really enjoy this. And as part of our enjoyment of our own lives together and with the people we meet and travel with periodically, this book, While Victoria Dreams, is a culmination of much of what we've learned and our true life experience wrapped in a kind of novella, a little bit fictitious book. A little bit fictitious, a lot real. We'll be back right after this message. Welcome back to 90 Day Soulmate, Love Works with Lizette.
And Jean.
We ran off, did a little bit of research, did a little bit of data collection and papers, and we want to get back to our topic at hand, which is all about breakup sex and why breakup sex may be the best sex ever.
Yummy.
Yeah, but that's actually terrible in one way. It's like, oh, it's the best sex ever. We all have to try to achieve breakup sex, and then we're not in relationship anymore.
Okay, but some people.
So how do you achieve the type of emotional connection, or at least the type of emotional heightened state that you would achieve in breakup sex, but in a normal relationship?
Different scenarios, so maybe we need to investigate.
We will, but I'm putting this to the side for a moment because it just made me really worry that we're talking about relationships and people to have good relationships, not people to have breakup sex and get out of relationships. Right?
In the moment that you learn more about human being, maybe you can handle your relationship.
And understand what it takes to have better relationship.
Yeah.
So let's go from breakup sex to makeup sex to sex in a general relationship or a relationship. Yeah. Anyway, today we are focusing on breakup sex because it gives us insight into psychology, emotions, people, and how they work with each other in a relationship.
Reaction in some situation.
Reaction in a situation, absolutely. So we have a couple of studies and articles written on breakup sex, makeup sex, relationships, college students, older people in relationships. The first one is called The Psychology of Breakup Sex. And what it was focused on is two things. One, why? Why did people have it? Mm-hmm. And the second piece was, and how do they feel about that? So let's just pick some highlights from here. The term breakup sex, what does it actually mean? Because there is the when does it occur? Does it occur at the time of breakup or thereafter? So it's like what, when, and then the second piece of that is how frequently. The study was looking at, again, why did people have breakup sex? And the other, breakup sex versus ex sex, which we're trying to separate the two. So breakup sex is sex that is had
at the moment
of breakup, or in a very, 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 very close proximity of breakup. So it could just be just before. For instance, there is
in the middle.
That's so. One of the papers was talking about how a woman and man had gone to a hotel. The woman had the most passionate relationship with the man that weekend ever, and just before checkout, she let the gentleman know that she was breaking up. So in her mind, it was breakup sex. He didn't know that. Excuse me. Oh, that's over here. My muscles are busting out of my shirt. I need to get that down there. Sorry. But the, you know, is that considered breakup sex when one person plans it?
It's some kind of the evil plan.
Hey, wait, we're going away next weekend. Anyway. And there's other stories like that, but the difference between having it occur at time of breakup, just before, during, whatever during means, or just after, that is what we're really looking at here. So there's some interesting things. This study brought up a couple of interesting terms never heard of before. One is called, is breakup sex a mate retention tool? Mate retention, how to retain a mate. And it's a tactic to potentially reform the failed relationship. To retain after the breakup. And the reason, so there are two reasons that were given in this study as a piece of evidence or reasoning for people having breakup sex, which was one of the two wanting to keep, regain source of income or social status, which is not really what we were originally considering as reasons that people had it or what we wanted to talk about. We wanted to really talk about the emotional state of a breakup as you're breaking up and the feelings that you have, the emotions, and why that might lead to a powerful activity. Mm-hmm. And this was much more of a strategy. It was somebody thinking, how do I retain this relationship?
It's one of the reasons, yeah.
Another one is called a mate copying strategy.
What is that?
So it turns out, humans are very good at mimicking the behavior of other humans. And a lot of that has to do with how we learn things. And these are two a little bit separate but similar. If we're playing baseball or football or sewing or folding a piece of paper or writing, we can watch what somebody else's behavior is, what their activity is, what their physical movement is, and we have an automatic way of copying movement. And a lot of that's used in training when you're in a company. And somebody is trying to teach you to do something, mm-hmm. they could just tell you how to do something, they could show you how to do something, and that activity of showing allows somebody to utilize that automatic piece that is part of them, built into humans, the ability to copy somebody else's movement and allows them to pick up something quickly. Well, what does that mean for mate copying strategy? Something else we see is at least what we're reading on this is, and what we've researched is that people who are in a relationship, others see that person, if they're in a relationship, as more attractive. So a man dating an attractive woman, the man will become more attractive to other women because he's with an attractive woman. And vice versa, a woman with a super attractive bearded man. Well, okay. Yeah, will tend to be seen, like others looking at her will become jealous of her, and the man becomes more attractive in
it's so complicated.
So it's complicated. But as a mate copying strategy, sometimes people want to engage in breakup sex, and this might be like the week later, to show that they're really still having a physical relation with somebody, because therefore they'll become more attractive to that next person that they'll be in a relationship and break up with in order to get into that next relationship and break up with.
Okay. What do you have next?
Well, that was it, and I'll actually quote this, is when a partner, such as a woman is involved with a romantic partner, other women will tend to rate the man as attractive if they see a woman in a relationship with him. So people who engage in breakup sex with their ex may be showing other people their quality and desirability as a potential partner, which maybe that's one of the reasons people do it. But these are, I think a lot of people don't really think about these things when they are doing what we're talking about in the middle of a breakup, having sex. This is more so the breakup sex that occurs a week, two, three later after the breakup. And we'll get back to that in a second, and we'll move on to something else. Just wanted to let you know you are listening to, watching. We're that's right, it's video.
Oh, really? I don't know that.
So, you are watching 90 Day Soulmate with Lizette.
And Jim.
And this is an ongoing show on breakup sex, makeup sex, sex in relationship, where we're actually talking about the why, not the how to do it, but the why people do it. So, the hypothesis of one of the studies here is that they thought the reason people took place in the activity of breakup sex with their ex was mostly to do with missing the ex-partner, missing sexual activity, and more generally, obtaining closure. We were just having this discussion. What is closure? I need closure. It's how, you know, I need to mentally, physically think that the relationship is over. And I'm not there yet, so I'm going to continue to see that person, even if it's only for sex, because, oh, that's another one that's brought up, is that, oh, maybe there's the opportunity to get back together.
This makes sense.
So, interestingly enough, the results of another study were that men, more than women, were receptive to breakup sex regardless of all the other factors in the relationship, meaning the value of the other person, the reason for the breakup, all the other circumstances surrounding the relationship. For mostly the men in the study, those things didn't matter so much, that men just wanted to have breakup sex.
Why not?
So, and women had different reasons for it. So the interesting thing, there's a lot of interesting things. Something here is reasons to have breakup sex. These are the things that were nominated by the people in the study as what they thought the reasons could be. And not their reason, but nominated reasons that they thought people would have breakup sex. And I'm going to name a few of these. Sex is fun. I think George Michael sang about that, right? That was the number one nominated reason that people thought people had breakup sex was because sex was fun. Number two was that the ex-couple missed sex. They just missed having sex. And to get into another relationship, spend all that time finding somebody you're compatible with to get to the point of having sex again, well, why do all that when you've already vetted out somebody, you've spent time with them? Why not just get back together for sex, not the relationship? Oh, well, here's number three. The third reason people thought people would have breakup sex is this one. They want to get back together, or at least one of them does. So one will say, do you want to have, do you want to see each other just for sex? And if it's the one who wants to get back together, they pretend that there's no interest at all in getting back together, but they're in the back of their head, they actually want to get back together. How about another one, like, you actually miss the person? What do you think about that?
It's one of these.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Okay, here's another one. Lonely. I'm just lonely. Lonely. Lonely, lonely, lonely. We're going to go through these because we get to a funny one soon. Still have feelings. Almost sounds like those four are the same. Want to get back together, you miss them. Lonely, still have feelings. Knows what the other likes. Knows what the other likes. They like ice cream. No, I think it's more than that. I think it has to do with this here. And the eighth reason that people nominated that people would have breakup sex is drunk. Drunk.
So always say when you are drunk, not text.
Yeah, don't text your ex when you're drunk.
This is the reason for
that. No drunk texting. Two things that you don't do when you drive, you shouldn't do when you're not driving. Don't text and drive. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drink.
There you go. It's a good equation.
Good equation. So we just learned some new. That's new information. We got to write that one down. I'm going to go the opposite here, which is the least likely things people thought, meaning very, very few of the people in the study thought these would be the reasons that people would get back together for breakup sex. They forgot about breaking up. They're desperate. They're afraid to seek out a new relationship. Confusion about breakup. The other person acts like they miss you. And then the last one is no idea. I have no idea.
Easy answer.
What do you think about this? I don't know. You think should people get back together to have breakup sex? I don't know.
I don't have idea.
I have no idea. No idea. Do you know you're in a study? No. No idea. So, in the people who participated in breakup sex thought the reasons to have breakup sex or thought of breakup sex as more favorably than those who did not participate in it. So let me say that one more time. Individuals who had participated in breakup sex rated the reasons to have breakup sex more favorably. So the favorable reasons, the good reasons, the positive reasons to have breakup sex were more likely attributed to those who actually had breakup sex. So people who had positive thoughts about breakup sex had breakup sex. Those who had negative thoughts about them were much more likely not to. It actually is kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy, isn't it? Circular reasoning. So anyway, after the study, they actually looked at people who had had breakup sex, and they said, what are those reasons? What are the real reasons that you had this? You know, why did this occur? And so here is the number one reason for having breakup sex, in reality, for these people in the study was, number one was, still in love. That although they could not get along in a relationship, they were still in love. Number two, still have feelings. Seems pretty much similar to first.
Yeah.
Miss them. Wanted to get back together. Regret the breakup. They want to feel a connection again. Those were all relationship type of answers. So originally we thought this was a like breakup sex at the time of breakup, heightened emotional state, and it was supposedly really good, that we would have thought more of more physical reasons for doing it, not emotional relationship reasons. This was people thinking about why to have breakup sex from a standpoint of hedonistic. So one was relationship, the other was hedonistic. Hedonistic being more the physical aspect of it. The number one reason to do it hedonistically was I miss sex. I just miss sex. The opportunity came up. I need to satisfy my needs, and this is the easy way of doing it, and we both agree. It's easy. Because I could.
It's familiar.
So, and the other was no STD risks. You are with the person. You haven't been with anyone else. Why not get back together just for sex? Because you miss it, and you're highly unlikely to get an STD if both of you have not been involved with anyone else. So we thought that was pretty self-explanatory. Again, I want to rekindle the relationship. I miss the relationship, or I miss the sex. I want to have the sex. So I think those are the two different types of answers that ended up being high in number. Let me just keep flipping these things here until we get to another interesting one. Lizette and I, again, thought the hypothesis of... Oh, there is actually a good one here, and I'll get back to what I was about to say there. Here we go. So we thought this description really we're going to think is the reason, is the point of why breakup sex is the best sex ever. You're in the middle of a heated breakup. You're upset. You're crying. You're both crying. You've been discussing why you need to separate. You can't really get to a point. You've been talking around all the issues, and you know in your deep heart that you got to break up. It's what you need to do. It's fair, the most fair thing for both of you. And as you're discussing it, you're looking into each other's eyes, emotionally opening up like you've never done before in the past, maybe since the beginning of the relationship, and suddenly you're kissing. And it leads to a passionate interplay of emotions and physical contact that becomes this whirlwind of excitement and the best sex you ever had. And it's super, as this person puts it, super hot in the moment. Do you look back and go, is that good? Is that bad? What do you think?
It's one reaction, so it depends the feeling of the people in this moment. But
my gosh, if I knew it was going to be like this, I wouldn't have broken up with you 6 minutes ago.
Oh, 6 years ago.
Or 6 years ago. But that leads to, again, is that a good thing, a bad thing? Should you do that? Should you not do that? And that is the point where we're talking about at the time of breakup, when emotions are super heightened. Why do we have this emotional transfer? The psychology of emotional transfer. So a study was done. Mm-hmm. Back in 1974, they had cars back then. big cars, and they crossed bridges. Some of the bridges they crossed were mighty bridges, strong bridges, ones that you had great confidence that your vehicle, tractor trailers, could get across without a problem. And then some areas, there were these rickety suspension bridges that looked like they were going to fall down, rust on the side. They were awful. A study was done where an attractive lady, an attractive woman, would stop people who were walking over these bridges. There were bridges that, there were just two bridges, but the one was a scary bridge to walk over. You thought that it could collapse at any minute. And she would give them a questionnaire to answer. And she would do the same thing on the other bridge, the bridge that was strong, safe, no problem. It turned out that the fear-inducing bridge created sexual tension between the men. And by the way, she was stopping men, not just anyone, just stopping men, getting them to do the questionnaire. The men on the fear-inducing bridge had a higher level of sexual arousal than those on the steady, sturdy, safe bridge. The study went on to conclude that strong emotions, emotions of fear, of anger, of sadness, of just emotions, can be transferred into sexual arousal. So how we were tying that together is take a look at that study, plus the other of the breakup scenario where you're at this heightened emotional stage, yeah, and you're primed to have a relationship with your, a sexual relationship with your partner like you've never had before, because you may never have been at that same emotional stage, because this is where you've laid it out on the line. You've laid it all down of why you're breaking up, and you're both so wired that it happens. So it was pretty interesting to see how that worked out there. The transfer of the arousal state from one situation to another. There's lots of psychology in that, where you do it on facial recognition, you do it with priming people from watching one emotional scene to something else. There's a study, and we'll talk about this at some point in time, but it's people who are primed with happy stories or sad stories, and then they see a little clip of a movie where the actor at the end of the movie, he says a line and he looks into the camera after saying that line, and the face is expressionless. The people who watch that video, when you ask them, what's the expression? What is the gentleman sad? Is he happy? Is he angry? They will tell you that he is the emotion that they were primed before watching that video clip. So the emotional content of one situation carries over into how we see other things. The emotional content of our conversation can be transferred into that breakup sex. And it can be misguided into us thinking that the sex was great because we had all this emotion that never existed before that was brought into it, and would tend to be unable to be recreated unless the situation was exactly the same. With that, we're going to take a break here at 90 Day Soulmate as we talk about love works and breakup sex. Be right back after this. Welcome back to 90 Day Soulmate with Jim. I've lost Lizette because she broke up with me. Well, actually, she's off on the side here. We're trying something different for the third portion of our program, the final, the summary part of our program. Is that right, Lizette?
Yes.
Yes, it is. So we wanted to kind of wrap this all up in a theory. I guess the theory is that the emotional state of a relationship can drive the satisfaction of the sex and physical part of the relationship. And we suggest that the emotions released in a breakup, which is the transparent communication, the speaking of subjects that you may not typically speak about that may reveal parts of you that you're scared to reveal, those things open up an honest communication that can create emotion that can allow the passion to be revealed in sex between a couple. Just imagine that there is a couple, partners, and they're in the middle of a breakup and they're crying and they're sad and they're talking about the things that have bothered them, the joys they've had, the sadness to break up after all these years. And they're finally willing to put it all on the line and on the table because they are breaking up. And it is really stressful and really emotional for those of you who have been through it. The difficulty that you have speaking with your partner and the troubles or happiness that has happened over the years and that you're trying to get over and you're communicating for once, that those things can be transferred from emotion to arousal. And therefore, there is that wonderful, quote, breakup sex. Now, how can you do that without actually breaking up? Like, make it a point to have that kind of communication. And that's one of the things that on 90 Day Soulmate we try to do, is try to help people share things. The original book that we wrote 10 years ago now, which is 90 Day Soulmate, That's the Story of Love, there's checklists in here, there are questions in here, which may reveal part of you, one, to yourself, but there are things that if you answer with your partner, it may open up a deep discussion on things you don't typically talk about. Maybe you do, but maybe you don't. The interesting thing is, when you have deeper discussions on subjects you don't normally talk about, what does that do? What does that do?
So it's the best way that you connect with the person, because you go more deep in the communication, and this is broke the bridge or the wall that you have in the emotional wall for communication when you are angry or you are sad.
The more your connection is on multiple levels in transparent communication, deep communication, knowing your partner very well, then if there is a problem or trouble, it's much less, because you have this whole area of communication that's available for you to transfer your thoughts. Because, I mean, communication, we talk about this in a communication course we taught years ago, which people are like icebergs, and you've probably heard this analogy, is that what we usually see when we meet somebody is that little part of the iceberg that's floating on top of the water. And in a lot of communication, it's that little peak that's floating that you see above the water that's communicating to another iceberg that's floating above the water. Under the water are all those thoughts and feelings and ideas that sometimes we are scared to share with somebody. But it's those deep underwater, the content, the very deep content of our minds, our brains, our experiences, that when revealed to our partner and when our partner reveals them to us, they can, one, is create an emotion. What's the word that we talk about? The intellectual, word that you coined a while back. Do you remember this? Intellectual orgasm is that the brain, in its connection, in a heightened emotional state of transparent communication can create some wild chemistry that then can be transposed into arousal. So your intellectual orgasm can turn into physical orgasm, which, yes, yeah. So we would suggest utilizing communication as a way to open up a path to your partner. And although, again, this subject tonight was breakup sex, we wanted to say, how do you use the, quote, arousal benefit of breakup and bring it into the relationship so you don't need a breakup to have that next level of partnership fun, that enjoyment of being with your partner. So going back to, here's some notes, they're in red, so it's really hard to see. But going back to originally the subject of breakup sex and why people have it and what do they expect and why typically do people think it could be the best sex ever?
Yes, and some people, we try to point in three different topics or theory about why it's so exciting or good. Is the first, we say, maybe it's the way they create some kind of hope to keep the relationship because it's almost the last time that I have my last opportunity to show who I am, and then you put all your maybe connection in this moment and try to keep the relationship because you maybe don't want to break up.
So last chance, do whatever it takes.
Yeah. And the second one is that we call like the diet.
The diet. The sex diet.
It's almost when you decide to tomorrow I know eat more sweetness, dessert, or carbs, or today, tonight, we eat all the more as possible before it started.
Here's a menu. Here's all the things I want to do with you, Lizette.
Tonight. Okay.
Oh, we got to go. Sorry.
And the last topic that we believe is a theory is we call release. Is the feel free.
Mm-hmm.
To do who you are and do everything that maybe you know did with this person in the bed.
So again, the breakup allowing you, I'm never going to see this person again, so I can do anything I want and not hold back because am I going to be embarrassed? Am I, there's going to be, so no regret.
No expectation, nothing, hope that nothing, is just doing everything what you want in this moment. Freedom.
So total acceptance too. Okay, we've accepted our fate. We're breaking up. Now we both can just enjoy each other for the last time.
Yeah. So we'll go back to this. Why you know use these three tools before breakup?
That you want to keep the relationship. That if there's, why not think of tonight's the night before the diet and always plan on having the diet tomorrow. Hope tomorrow never comes. And last, that look at it as not experiment, but explore the freedom with your partner. Don't wait until, you know, sometimes I believe that when we first meet somebody, we're in such a frenzy and promotion.
Promotion time.
But isn't it part of it that we also, there's a lot of arousal because it's new and it's the scary part of the relationship. You're showing off or you're dressing nicely or whatever the case may be. You take a shower more than once a week, whether you need to or not. But early on in the relationship, there might be a little bit more spark because it's new, it's exciting, it's, you know, it's something you've never been with the person before. And so you have that type of arousal early on. Well, now that you know the person more, how to get that same type of spark and scary honesty? Transparent communication may be part of that. The final thing that I'd like to say is that breakup sex itself can be the best sex ever, but it can leave people, oh, well, one of them may have it because they're trying to keep the relationship like we thought, or they may think, well, the other person's having sex with me, so maybe we're not really breaking up. Can lead to confusion. It can lead to doubts. Did we really just break up? And then the next day when you call that person or they don't respond to your texts, you can be in a far worse state than you were just before that when you broke up. Try to use the emotional state of breakup, not breakup, but the emotional state that you learn, and use that to transfer emotion to arousal in your relationship. Thank you for listening and watching 90 Day Soulmate with
Lisette
and Jim. Have yourself a good week and look forward to seeing you next week.
You're listening to 90 Day Soulmate with the relationship engineers, Jim Golnick and Lisette Guevara, only on LA Talk Radio.